Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty. Well, good morning, everybody. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and welcome to another amazing edition of Saturday AM Live. We have got a wonderful guest who is going to be sharing. Let's jump right on into things. First of all, good morning, Maureen, again.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear. It's the old Verizon commercial, which you and I both use Verizon, so we're getting our money's worth out of that commercial. Maureen, you and I met a couple weeks ago, and I'd heard many, many fantastic things about you, and I have to be honest with you, because whenever I don't know somebody, and there's 7 billion people on the planet, so there's a lot of people I don't know, but I kept hearing that, oh, well, Vance, wait till you hear Maureen, wait till you hear, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and I'm like, man, who is this? Is this like, you know, God incarnate in female flesh here on the earth? How can someone be so great? And then I heard you, and then I felt your passion, and then I thought, okay, now I understand why everybody in the Greenville, South Carolina area built this gal up to be so great, because we all need, if we all had a little bit more of the passion that you have for impacting people's lives, and it's part of your DNA, it's part of growing up, and I would guess the oath that your father took and the oath that you took to go into the medical field and utilize knowledge and leverage the different, you know, types of things that we have to make people better, and that's exactly what you're doing. And you've just had a shift. So if you would, share with those who have never heard you, that don't have a clue who Maureen Durkin is, how did you get to this point? And don't feel or put in all the juicy details so people understand the validity of your journey and where you are now as a Nikan Wellness Consultant and why you're so passionate about that.
Okay, well, first, thank you so much for having me on. I'm very honored and flattered that you would want me to, but I am passionate. I'm passionate about people not making the mistakes I did. And when you know better, you do better. And I learn something new every day. So every day I try to improve. And I try to share what I've learned to others, but you always have to learn, love, and let go with that. But like you said in my bio, my background was I was from a traditional medical background. My dad was an internist. And through that, I had access to the best medical care possible, because if I had anything going on, I went to his friends who were the best specialists, so which meant I was on a lot of antibiotics, a lot of drugs, which ultimately affected my GI system, my gut, where most people don't realize 80% of our immune system is. So that kind of set me up for having problems down the road, but I didn't realize at that time I was getting the best care possible. Like my dad, I followed into the medical field. I became a nurse. I graduated from Georgetown in 1983, and most of my career I spent in the hospital, in the ICU, and I worked nights because you make more working nights, and that seemed to be great when I was young, but as I got older, I got married when I was 24. We bought a house at the same time, and when I was 28, we started having a family, and the stressors were adding up. And when you look at the Nikan 5 pillars, I would say by the time I was 30, I was out of balance in all of them, mind, family, society, finances, and body. I was totally out of balance. I was going 150 miles an hour and just barely treading water. And I think that's a common scenario we hear today with young families. And that's sort of where my passion is these young adults and young families, trying to educate them that there is a better way, there is a different way of doing this, because I don't want them to end up like I did, sick.
Mm-hmm.
And after the birth of my third child in 1994, I basically fell apart. I had severe postpartum depression. I had migraines. I had 2 or 3 a week. I was hypoglycemic, and I had profound exhaustion. And this is not exactly how you want to feel when you have 3 children under 5, and have no choice but to work full time. That financial out of balance thing I had going on in spades. And my husband had he's very successful, but he he had to devote 110% of his time to his work. So it left this crabby, sick mom at home with these three children. So hopefully they will forgive me someday. But at this point, I started working in the same-day surgery because my body could no longer handle the stress of the ICU and night. I was smart enough to realize that what I was doing wasn't working, so I did do that. And
now,
luckily,
Maureen, I'm curious, for people that don't understand the stress that is put on a body of working nights and or the interrupted sleep cycles. My wife and two oldest daughters did this. They didn't get up yesterday morning and hit the Black Friday specials. They just never went to bed Thursday night.
Yeah.
Watching them yesterday, it was pure comedy for me. But they only did it once. You did this as a lifestyle.
At least 8 years consecutively. And when I had my third son, he was a scheduled C-section. I worked Saturday 12-hour night shift in the ICU, and I delivered him Tuesday morning. And I don't say to brag. I say that how what an idiot I was, and I paid for it in spades. But, you know, when you're young, you're stupid. You think you can keep going, and eventually your body says no. And that's what my body did after I had my third child.
And when you when people so we can all understand the importance, and I love the acronym that Jim Buse uses up in Canada, the SWAN, SWAN, sleep, water, air, and nutrition. That first one being sleep, your whole entire sleep pattern was non-existent because the days that you weren't working, then you slept probably normal hours, or you know however you did it. But what when you say your body shuts down or you fried your adrenals and your immune system, you know, going back to that first point you made, what were the biggest things that you were dealing with physically?
I would say the biggest problem I had was the migraines, because they totally incapacitated me. But I really didn't have the luxury of not, when you have three kids at home, you can't just say, Mommy's going upstairs to take a nap. You know, so migraines, I would say, was my biggest issue at that point. Fatigue became the bigger issue later on, but migraines.
Okay.
I was chronically fighting those headaches. I felt like my brain was rotting, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awful.
That's a good way of, good word picture there. Your brain was rotting. And so how far did it get, or was there a tipping point or something that snapped when you just said, this isn't working, enough's enough? Or did your husband say to you, hey, where's the gal I'm married to, or what was it?
Well, what happened was I was lucky enough in the same day surgery to meet an OBGYN who had become interested in nutritional therapies. He was introduced to his mom to supplementation, and he started using it on his patients and got dramatic results. So I was lucky enough to meet him, and he introduced me to changing my diet and adding supplements. Surprise, surprise, and I had dramatic results just doing that. And because traditional medicine, as far as they were concerned, this was all in my head. I just needed to take the medication. And the fact that I was barely functioning wasn't really an issue to them because, you know, I was fine. And this isn't a bash on traditional medical care. We definitely need it. There's a need for, when you have emergencies, there's a need for medication. But my body was severely nutritionally, physically, and emotionally drained. And it wasn't a drug deficiency. I was just out of balance in the five pillars. And I really think God placed this doctor in my life because it made a tremendous change in me. And that really got my attention, that the fact that balancing my blood sugar through diet and taking these key nutrients,
mm-hmm.
in 3 days, I felt a profound difference.
And how many days?
Like 3 days. Because
wow.
I didn't understand that I was making myself hypoglycemic with my crappy diet. And taking supplements could, by giving my body what it needed, I felt so much different. So I was, that got my attention and really became my passion. And then I learned what free radicals and antioxidants are, because, you know, you hear those words all the time. And here I was an ICU nurse, you know, very well trained in what I did. And my dad was a physician, and I didn't really understand that basically we're all rusting, and if you take antioxidants, you stop rusting. Mm. And I was like, why don't I understand this basic biochemistry? And the really interesting thing is the more you exercise and the more free radicals you have. So, of course, I was exercising like a crazy woman, and I was basically rusting myself to death. So, So basically, I started learning everything I could about nutrition and integrative practices. It became my passion. I became a certified nutritional consultant. I started working with autism children, children with special needs. That became a passion for me. And basically, but at the core of it, I was trying to regain my health and that of my own family. And this journey ultimately led me to Meekin. And that was really the final piece that regained my health, you know, 17 years later. It really took that long. I was much better than I was back in 1994, but I was still having to nap every day. I didn't have the energy to accomplish everything I wanted and to go through the day without having to have some downtime. But fortunately for me, I guess it was July of 2010, I met Jack and Sherry Clark at an integrative practitioner meeting, and we got talking about the sleep system because I have a 21-year-old daughter who, because of scoliosis, has had chronic discomfort from that, you know, that requires
going now, to the chiropractor. I have to ask this question, Maureen, at this point.
Yes.
You were already... had already made the transition, and I like the word open. You were open
to
checking out something, not alternative to Western medicine, but very much complementary, but you were open to what I like to refer to as common sense medicine.
Right.
For example, this week, viewed the latest commercial on one of the newer drugs, and I can't remember what the drug was supposed to be taken for. But as I'm listening, we're warped in our family, and I'll say that up front, especially our oldest daughter, who's now a teenager. But her and I watch these commercials when they come on, and we just sit there and look at each other and say, wait for it, here it comes, wait for it. And about usually 15 to 20 seconds into the commercial, if it's a one-minute ad, they will start listing all the things that could possibly go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That are going to be messed up. And what I found alarming for this one was that the first five things, all five of the top first things that they mentioned, were all dealing with excessive bleeding or a lack of control when it came to bleeding and all these different things. And I bring that up because I want to ask you the question of what, in your mind, as one who was trained in this arena, trained in Western medicine, what, other than your whole, your process that you went through yourself, what would even cause you to look into something that was different, that was out there, that was the mainstream for your daughter dealing with the scoliosis, what caused you to be open at that point?
Well, being on, I know she took a lot of Advil, which I didn't really like, but she was trying to get her discomfort in control. But I knew that I would have an impact on her GI system, her gut, and also kidneys. People don't realize how dangerous they can be on your kidneys long term. And, you know, when she was at this point, she was 9 hours away in Ohio at school, and she would call me in tears because she was so uncomfortable. And, you know, I didn't have access at that point to our team that was around her, of our massage therapist and our chiropractor and Pilates that she did. I mean, it was a real full-time thing to keep her in line and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always looking for, you know, for all my kids, I was always looking for not easy but healthy alternative ways to bring them in balance. So when I heard about the magnetic therapy, I was really excited about trying it. But I was not expecting any big results. I really wasn't. And when Jack and I mean, I really wasn't. I'd heard about magnets, but it just didn't really click.
You kind of figured that you'd heard about it. People had said about, or you know, somebody had watched the Dr. Oz special on it, and you're thinking, yeah, that's really kind of something weird, right?
But what happened is right before she was going away to school back school, she slept on the Kenko sleep system, the whole system, for 3 nights. And then she announces that I need to buy her a sleep system because for the first time since she was 13, she was no longer having this discomfort.
And she was how old at this point again?
She was, at this point, she was 19, about to turn 20.
Okay.
And she had been in pain since she was 13.
Okay, so seven years, basically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a chronic thing. She stopped complaining about it because there was nothing to do. So here she's about to go to out-of-state college. I wasn't exactly looking to purchase anything. But she was adamant. You can ask Sherry. She was not leaving the state without this sleep system. Because for the first time, she was able to be comfortable. And that, to me as a mom with her 9 hours away, that was priceless. Because now when I call her up and ask her about her back, she's like, oh, it's fine. What, you go to the chiropractor? No, I don't have time. Are you taking anything for it? No. It's like, it's not even an issue. And all she has to do is sleep on it.
Mm.
And that really got my attention. But it wasn't like I did anything with that. And then I have a friend, Patty, who lives down the street, and she has, she's just been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. And I said, I heard these can help with that. So she tried them, and a month later I asked her, oh, how did those things work? She goes, oh, my God. It's not bothering me at all. And that got my attention again. So then I decided to listen to some CDs. And I was like, really? Could this really be happening? So over the next couple months, I started sharing these products with people. And I would tell you, for 6 months, I kept going around going, really? It really helps? I mean, it was ridiculous.
You really were a tough nut to crack as far as the convincing stage.
Well, the thing is, like, I always tell people, you can make things really complicated. Like, you need to change your diet, and you need to do this, and you need to, like, and when I counsel people, there was a lot of different steps that I would ask people to do, and for them to have profound results so passively. I remember listening to a PA in one of the CDs who called it McDonald's medicine. And that's really what it was, is because we give it to people and they would get these profound results, and it just took me my breath away. I was very shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the turning point when I really realized I needed to really look into this was I went to a wellness preview in Jack and Sherry Clark's house, who we are fortunate enough to have right here in my city. And I heard a story about Bella. She was a young autistic girl who, after being on the sleep system, the air, and drinking the water, was profoundly, her behavior and her affect was profoundly improved. So, you know, we're not talking cure or anything, but the quality of life, so many people that I've heard about, have been greatly improved. So it was just amazing. So the next couple of months, I kept introducing. But the funny thing is, as I'm helping other people, I'm not wearing the magnet. I had everybody on the sleep system in my family but me and my husband. But, you know, that's a typical caretaker.
Sure.
And the thing is, after all these years and everything I had done, integrative practitioners, nutritional testing, thousands of pharmaceutical-grade supplements, I was still not fully recovered.
Hmm.
I still have to rest a few times a day, and I really was at the point where I just wasn't living the life I wanted to because I didn't have the energy. The desire was there, but there was no energy to back it up. So one day, Sherry yelled at me when she heard I wasn't wearing them. Basically, because I was taking a nap when she was signing somebody up for me. And she said, why are you so tired? So it stuck the stick soles in my shoes, and I've never looked back. It was kind of like getting rid of my brain rot. It was like amazing. It really got my attention.
You know, and Maureen, you're describing exactly what most moms do on a regular basis from the perspective of, as a friend shared with me last night, he said his daughter, when she grows up, she wants to be a mom, a doctor, and a teacher. And my wife, Stacy, looked at him and said, well, if she becomes a mom, she's going to be a teacher and she's going to be a doctor. I mean, it's kind of part of the job description. And yet you can't do that successfully if you as the mom are not taking, or me as a father, if we're not taking care of our own temple, this own physical structure
right.
that we have, then how on earth do we think we can take care of other people that have been entrusted to our care? And we take on this martyr complex of, well, you know, once the kids are grown and gone, then I'll fix it later, or, you know,
right,
whatever we justify, however we do that. And we miss the point entirely when we say, wait a second, and we've got to take care of this first. So you start using the insoles. How much longer did it take you to get the sleep system on you and your husband's bed?
Probably a couple of weeks later, I decided to demo it on him, because he had been really resistant, because here he's seeing all these, you know, sleep systems I'm purchasing. So he was really resistant, but at this point he was really struggling with insomnia. He was up all night, you know, restless leg, snoring was horrible, and it was really affecting the quality of his life, because, you know, he has his own company. And
what line of work is that? What occupation?
Well, he's the CEO of a company, and they do gas leak detection.
Okay. So there's a major amount of stress that he's...
Oh, huge amount of stress, and the poor guy can't sleep. So I said, well, let's just try the sleep system that's helped everybody else in our family. And
you might as well try it, since you financed it.
You're paying for everybody, yeah. You might want to try it. So... the first night he slept on it, he woke up and he cursed. And I said, what's the matter? He goes, now I got to buy one of these damn things. Because for him, it was the first time he had gone to sleep and woken up the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
No shuffling the bathroom 6 times a night, no kicking off the covers. He went to bed and slept. And the difference that I've seen in him is incredible. He's now out working with his personal trainer. But a year ago, that wouldn't have happened, because he didn't have the energy. So he's lost weight, he's working out at 7:30 in the morning, 3 mornings a week, and he has the energy on the weekends to do things with our family. So, and this is all just sleeping on the sleep system. I mean, we added other things later, but it was dramatic. I mean, those things really caught my attention. But I will say, my husband always drank a lot of water, and he was on the drinking the water at this point. Whenever I hear people don't get results, I think a lot of it is, sometimes people don't want results, but also hydration is really important, because
sure,
without hydration, things just don't move. So,
and what's the beautiful thing about that, now having access to higher alkaline water with the Deacon water bottle and the waterfall system, my goodness. And I'm watching, and again, I've said this before, so if you're regular on Saturday AM Live, you've heard this comment, but how do you get a 21-month-old, how do you convince a 21-month-old kid to drink more water because you've switched water systems? I mean, she's aware that there's something new in the kitchen, but I haven't, you know, I'm not doing a little presentation with her. I'm not getting out the, you know, the pH drops and showing Addie that, hey, this is better for you, so you need to drink more. I didn't do that. But when we put that system in our kitchen a little over a month ago, watching her consume a humongous amount of water, it's just mind-boggling to me. And in her energy level, I mean, she's high energy as it was, but, I mean, we watched her last night at the zoo, and then when we went out to eat afterwards, she just didn't stop. I mean,
yeah,
she kept on going, and as it gets later and later into evening, she just ramps up even higher. And that's the only thing that we did differently. I mean, she doesn't have little mag steps in her shoes. I mean, she barely wears shoes half the time. But it's been absolutely amazing. So you're, again, getting back to your comment that if someone's not hydrated, they're probably not going to see the results or even allow their body to fix and repair itself.
Right, because the answer to pollution is dilution. That's one thing we always learned. And if your cells are dehydrated, it's really hard to move things into the cell and out of the cell. And also, it's like not having the spark in your body. You really need to be hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Answer to pollution is dilution, is how you said that, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, because someone's gonna email me or call me and say, how did Maureen say that again? So if I just repeat it real quick.
It's just like if somebody comes in the ICU and they took a drug or they're toxic or septic. You know, we flood their body with fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Help dilute that toxin, and
mm-hmm.
it's the same thing, you know, day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting article I read about this time, because I go through these scripts, I get really excited about stuff, so now magnetism was my big focus. And I read an article, I don't know if you've seen it, about good health begins with magnetism. And it really helped me understand. I'll email it to you.
Okay, love to have it, love to get it to the group.
What we're dealing with, and that this decrease in magnetism from the earth, when we enclose the earth with, you know, concrete and we wear rubber shoes, we're no longer grounded to the earth. And that's sort of the spark that gives us our energy, that gets things moving. And that's the piece that I was missing. I was doing so much to try to improve my health. So without adding magnetism, I was never going to get anywhere. Because I just didn't have the energy. It's like not having a spark plug in your car. I just didn't have it to get better.
True.
So that was a real turning point for me, because then I had the energy to go out and do more. Because I kind of kept my world little, because I just didn't have the energy to go out there.
And Maureen, you're in. I had to use my calculator to cheat. I did the math of when you graduated and how old you were, and figured out you're into your 50s now. And
I'm 50.
All of your kids are grown and out of the house now?
No, I have a 23-year-old who moved back in to finish school in state, and then I have a 21-year-old who's at Miami of Ohio, junior in college, and then I have a 17-year-old. Senior who will be going off school next year.
So you're still chiefly responsible as a parent. As my mom passed on to her three sons, you know, there are some absolutes, and one of them is that, you know, it's my responsibility to teach you how to take care of yourself physically, and so you're still providing that as a parent. How do you encourage, or what would you encourage other parents or grandparents that are out there? Who are aware of what Nikan has to offer, how would you encourage us to get Nikan's Wellness Solutions into the lives of our kids? Or do you just say, look it, you're the parent, quit trying to, you know, be your kid's best friend, and you just make them do it? What, I mean, how do you encourage other parents to say, hey, look it, don't spend all those wasting months and weeks trying this, just get on it? How do you?
Oh, absolutely. And I think how I got passionate about this for young adults is I went to the Humans Need More, and I realized that my mission was to prevent the next generation of parents spending their entire lives trying to regain the health of their children, and maybe their own, by educating them on the importance of a wellness home, whole food nutrition, and proactive prenatal care. And I think at first we have to get to the parents to see the why. Why do I need to make these lifestyle changes? Why do I need to incorporate whole food nutrition, water, why sleep is important. So I think as wellness consultants, it's kind of our job to paint the why, you know, what's the urgency. And the urgency is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about it being the new normal. These are some of the statistics I did at Greenville, which are just, you know, young parents think this is normal. They think it's normal that kids have EpiPens and everybody has asthma. But here are some of the statistics: that approximately 17% of children have some type of developmental disability. That's 1 out of 5.8 kids. The autism statistics are 1 in 100 children, but 1 in 70 boys. And those stats are old.
Yeah.
And ADD is much more common. We see juvenile diabetes 1 out of 400, childhood cancer 1 out of 300. Breast cancer is now seen in teens.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could go on, and, you know, having young adults and having worked with addiction, mood, bipolar, and addiction disorders are exploding. And I would say to grandparents and parents, those first couple years are so critical, and prenatal care is so critical. And, you know, and they really don't have the option of going to the fast food restaurants or choosing their food. So when they're really young, really want to consciously put the good in and keep the bad out. Because once they get older, you really don't have control over the choices they make. But if what you eat, they're finding out even what you eat during pregnancy affects your children and grandchildren's health. So again,
you know,
I have to...
That's one of the alarming things, statistics on the Healthy Child, Healthy World wake-up story video. is that babies being born with 200 chemicals in their body.
It's incredible. And, you know, autism is increasing 400%. And I had one parent who figured that out, that by the year, I think, 2031, at the rate it's growing, every male child will have autism.
Mm.
So that's just incredible. So,
but, you know, and again, as a trained Western medicine professional, what is your biggest answer for turning those statistics around so we're not dealing with 100% of the male population in 20 years from now have being autistic? How do we turn that around? Is it we just forget all immunizations for the kids, or do we obliterate all junk food, or what do we do?
I think what we have to do is get the moms and the grandmas riled up, because they're the ones that are going to make these changes. Obviously, fathers have a huge impact, too. But day to day, moms are the ones who decide what cleaning supplies are coming into their houses, what food they're bringing, you know, we're kind of what we're eating when we're pregnant. So I think we really have to get, like, a healthy child, healthy world. I mean, we're so lucky to be trusted partners with them. We need to get excited. We need to get passionate about this. We need to take back wellness and bring it home. It's not in the doctor's office. It's at home. It's in the choices that we make every day, to what we feed our children, the activities we put them in. And, you know, the thing is, like I said, I've been, I go to so many conferences, and so I'm always constantly learning. And the thing that it's so funny is I come back, and it's really the basics. It's staying in balance, the five pillars, drinking clean water, breathing clean air, not showering in chlorine, having whole food nutrition, sleeping, and lowering stress. I mean, it's sort of like I've come like full circle. It's the basics. It's the basic things that our grandma knew. Go out and get in the sunlight. Go get some exercise. Be in bed by 8. You know, don't be out at Walmart in the fluorescent lights at 10 o'clock. And then we expect these kids. And I think, you know, we do traditional medicine a dishonor, too, because, you know, these moms come in with these kids that are dehydrated, malnourished, not because they need to, but the food has changed so dramatically in our groceries. You know, overscheduled, not sleeping because they've got their cell phone behind their head in their pillow getting texts all night.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect our pediatrician to patch them up so they can go to football practice.
You know, can we address that really quick, because you brought it up and I want to go there. And as a parent, and if you're a parent out there, or you're a grandparent, or you know, or you've got relatives that, you know, it's our responsibility as an aunt or an uncle, even, when we hear, or teenagers who have cell phones, I'm not against cell phones, but as the leaders, as the authority figures in these young people's lives, it's our responsibility to tell them, you need to get good quality sleep, and you cannot do that when you're texting your friends all night long, and you're sleeping with an electronic device underneath your brain.
Right.
And if you as the authority figure do not step up to the plate, you may make an enemy out of a niece or a nephew. You may get a daughter really, really ticked off at you. We're not there to be their friends. We have a responsibility. And I know that, Maureen, you've seen this firsthand, not only in your own kids, but if they're not getting that quality sleep, we're killing them. We're absolutely killing them.
Right. So I think it's kind of like trying to get to this younger generation. You know, I say, like, I messed up. You know, in a lot of ways, our generation kind of lost sort of the basics that our grandmothers instilled. And I think a lot of it was, in at least my generation, you know, I went to Georgetown, we were expected to bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan, and I think the only thing that got fried was me. So, you know, trying to find that balance and getting back to really the basics that, I mean, I say this over and over, but grandparents and parents knew you need to go to bed, you don't eat between meals, you eat your fruits and vegetables, no dessert, I mean, things like that you know, if we can get to these kids when they're younger and give them a strong foundation of a good immune system, well hydrated, you know, when they go out in the world and they eat the junk food, it's not going to have so much of an effect than being built on junk food. So I would really, you know, I'd love the moms to get fired up, to take wellness and put it back in their home. And, you know, this one thing that really caught my breath was about 3 years ago at a functional medicine seminar, and then I heard it repeated at Autism One conference this year, that, you know, the best way for a young woman to detoxify is to have a baby.
Hmm.
Because 60% of that mom's toxic burden will go into her child.
Hmm.
And if that's not frightening, I don't know what is, because you look at these girls today, you know, and here I got sick in my 30s. These girls aren't going to make it to their 30s because they're so much more toxic than I was, because they're another generation farther from real food. They live at fast food restaurants. They dye their hair at 14. They go to nail salons. They tan. And that's not to judge them, but that's a huge toxic load that they're putting on their bodies that's going to be put into their young children. And that's where I get so passionate, because I have a lot of guilt about the choices I made as a young adult that I know impacted my children's health and will probably impact my children. But, you know, guilt is a wasted energy. So I'm kind of on a mission, and I almost feel like we need to go back and say, look, don't go this way. There's a different way of going.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I don't want these young moms burnt out, where you don't have the energy to discipline your children the way they need to be, or you don't have the energy to make the whole food nutrition dinner, because you're just so burnt out. You know, there is a different way. Another thing is, like, DNA is in our, you know, a lot of us say, oh, well, cancer's in our family, or we have heart disease. You know, DNA is not our destiny. And even if you have older siblings or cousins who have autistic children, you know, we're not God, but we can definitely give our children a better chance by making better choices. And that's where I get excited about. And Basics is the Nikan Wellness Home. You know, if you don't let the Pro 5 clean the air, your lungs will have to do that. I remember hearing somebody say that. Or if you don't let the waterfall filter the water, your kidneys will have to do it. So.
You know, when it comes, I love the way Charlie Franklin, one of our dear friends, said it this way so many times. You know, he's specifically referring to the water, but it goes the same way for the air. That if we don't have an external filtering unit for our
right.
air and our water, then our bodies become that filter.
Right.
Why do we want to make our organs work that hard? Maureen, for the sake of time, I want to do something here. And you and I talked about this when we first met a few weeks ago, that I would like to, and we don't have a date scheduled at this point, and that's okay, and it may not happen for, you know, weeks down the road, but I know that there are a lot of moms and grandmoms and dads and grandfathers that are listening to what you're saying right now and saying, you know, we do need to take it back and bring wellness back into the home, some of this common sense medicine, and quit deferring it to other people who may have been trained in a specific field. But they don't have, I mean, do you want to admit to the group how little training you had when it came to the immune system and how to take care of that in medicine, you know?
Zero. I mean, I got a basic course in nutrition, but doctors know even less. And to me, it's kind of incredible. Could you imagine a vet not knowing how to feed your dog, or a farmer not knowing how to feed his cow?
Mm-hmm.
And doctors, I know wonderful doctors, and it's not a bash on them, but they don't learn the basic, how to build a strong, healthy body. They're basically trained to identify a symptom, classify a diagnosis, and then the insurance company gives you a list of how you can treat that symptom. They never really get to the core problem, which may be you're dehydrated, you're eating junk, and you're not sleeping. So, but, you know, these are things that you don't need a doctor to do. I mean, we definitely need to have a relationship with a doctor, because things do happen in life where you do need drugs and surgery. But the thing that I found, without the basics, and gosh, without magnetism, you really don't get very far.
Mm-hmm. It's a law of physics, and you know, if we didn't have gravity to keep us here on the Earth, then we'd all just float away. And you know, if we didn't have magnetism, and down in the South where you guys are at, it's still nice. You could go out and, if you wanted to, take your shoes and socks off and run around in the grass if you wanted to. You know, most people at this time of year. But up here in the North, you're going to be brain dead, and you're probably going to get sick real quick if you do that, because it's cold. You know, when the wind's blowing and it's hailing and the snow is coming, you don't want to run around barefoot and absorb that magnetic field. That's why we've brought it into the home. Maureen, what I'd like to do is let people know that we've laid the foundation now, so we've piqued people's interest. And however, there are probably specific situations that we'd love to defer to somebody who has been, well, for more than a year, you've literally been a mom on a mission and saying, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you look into this? And so there's probably some specific scenarios that people have come across, whether it's, you know, asthma or autism or scoliosis. I mean, you know, there's a whole cross-section of things that we deal with as parents that our kids may deal with. And I'd like to just do a rapid-fire Q&A session where not just Vance hogging the line here, simply that, hey, you guys got some snares, let's talk about it. And we may know what the solution is. You know, we may know that, hey, bottom line, get your kid on a sleep system. You know, and if they're not big enough for a sleep system, get them on a pet pad. Get them on a Kinko seat. Whatever it takes, get them, allow their body to do what it's supposed to do at night and, you know, build back up, recharge. I'd like to do that. And then I'd also just simply like to thank you for your time on this Thanksgiving weekend. Because this has been, I mean, just, I'm looking back over my notes, and, you know, you said, was it 65% of the toxins are passed out through pregnancy?
60%.
60%, okay. I just want to make sure I had that. And then some of these other things you've shared are just been phenomenal. So thank you for taking the time. And I want to remind people that if you know somebody that missed this, and because of scheduling or whatever, and I have several people that tell me every week, either via email or on the phone, Vance, yeah, I never get on your call, but I always hear the recording. SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and they can hear exactly the conversation we just had. You need to give Steve a few hours or maybe even a day, especially during a holiday weekend, to get it up on the website, but www.SaturdayAMLive.com. Live.com, and you just scroll down in bold red pen until you see Maureen Durkin's name right there, maybe Mom on a Mission, however Steve sets it up. But it's there, and just click, and then you can hear the recording and the conversation in its entirety. So thank you again, Maureen. This
thank
has
you.
Been wonderful. And I know you could keep going.
Yeah, I could go on.
But you conveyed the truth in a timely fashion, and I just appreciate the fact that that not only you're a mom on a mission, a parent with a passion, but you're just simply doing what makes sense now after one who has been spent decades not doing it the wrong way at all, but you just didn't know, and I love that, absolutely love it. So, and your daughter today. In her early 20s now, you said scoliosis, still dealing with it or not an issue?
I mean, people always have scoliosis, but she no longer calls me crying in discomfort. But she's got a little Neekin wellness home up in her apartment up at school. She's got the air, the water, the shower. She's got it all.
Yeah.
Because that's an investment in her health and her children's health that I'm willing to make.
Yeah. And that bottom line, that's what it boils down to. If we're willing to make the investment, if we, you know, as parents, if we do everything we can to, you know, the basically the 17, 18, 19 years that we have with them while they're under our roof, to do what we can, well, this is part of that, doing what we can. So thank you.
And the under five group, yeah.
What was that?
The under five group, when you really have control over them, that's where you really want to.
Absolutely.
Bring the junk.
Yeah. Well, thank you again, and want to just Oh, my goodness. Wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, and take advantage of what Marina shared. This is just powerful information, and just do what we need to do. So thank you, Marina. We'll let you go, and there's a couple announcements that I need to make, but thank you so much for your time, and wish you a wonderful weekend as well.
You too, Dan.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.